Hey, babe, can you start grabbing stuff out of the basket? Yes, I know it's a backpack, but can't we just use our imagination? Just go get this stuff and hand it over to me. Oh my God, don't toss it. What is wrong with you? You're lucky I have enough reflexes to have caught it. No, stop. Stop throwing more stuff. I'm not ready. Yeah, they're wrapped up, but what if they fall out into the grass? Then what are we gonna eat, huh? Because if one of these falls in the dirt, then I'm still gonna make you eat it, dude. Yeah, you always say it'll be fine. Just bring the rest of the stuff over in the bag, since there's stuff I'd rather you didn't throw. Sandwiches and juice boxes are one thing, but I'd better not see you tossing Tupperware. Thank you. Now sit down. I didn't plan this whole thing so you wouldn't actually eat your food. Yes, this is also about us spending time with each other too. I know. But I can't sit here and do that if you're messing around and won't sit down. Look, I even brought the good blanket with us. It's a real picnic. Ugh, don't remind me. I brought this one because I'd rather put it to good use, even if we have to figure out how to wash it later. For now, can we at least enjoy the nice weather that's out today? I brought the good stuff because I wanted it to be a good time and a cute memory. Is that so bad? Yeah, I thought so. Now, go ahead and start eating. Well, I picked this spot because it was somewhat special to me, but it's a bit difficult to explain. I guess more that I don't want to fully explain it because it's embarrassing. I just knew about this spot before and took us here because I could. It's not like we've ever gone on a picnic, so it's something we knock off a bucket list, you know? No, I don't want to explain it to you. That's why I specifically said it was embarrassing, so you'd understand that it doesn't need to be said. Oh my God! You really aren't gonna actually let it go, are you? Probably because you like seeing me suffer so much and you can't even eat your damn sandwich. Don't look at me like that. Because I hate it when you do, because you know what that does to me. Babe, no. No, I. Ugh. Fine. Fine. Whatever. I'll tell you. I used to come here from time to time whenever I needed to clear my head. But after a while, I kept coming here whenever I couldn't get you out of my head. It's a bad thing because this was before we were even together. So it's not like I wanted to actually admit how much I was thinking about you all the time, but it was always so hard to even get closer to you because you always had this like intimidating aura or whatever. You would just walk around looking so confident and talented at everything that I didn't feel like I could even compare myself to you. I mean, I was like sure you already had people in your inner circle, so it's not like I wanted to intrude on that, but sometimes I thought about getting closer to you, which I didn't even believe you would notice someone like me at the time anyway. Well, because you looked like you, and that alone speaks for itself. But it's also because, I don't know, you seemed way too good for me. And I didn't even know how to approach that right away. So, whenever I kept thinking too much about you and what I wanted, I came here to sit under this tree and tried clearing my head. Because, oh my god, the amount of anxiety I had almost every day just trying to get you out of my head was insane. To the point where I even dreamed about you a couple of times, I think. How is it that you couldn't get me out of your head? I don't even remember you looking in my direction for like the longest time. You were nervous around me? With the way you were back then? That doesn't even make sense in my head. Like, I can't even process the fact that you even felt that way when we first met. Because you always talked to us so easily, like I barely affected you. How do you think I felt? I was so quiet when we went out with the group that first time. One of my friends had to take me aside and ask if I was okay. Obviously, you wouldn't have known. I'm not so quiet because you didn't know me at the time. But you can see now that I'm the type of person who can keep talking, like, forever if you gave me the chance. Oh, shut up. This is nothing new. You can already tell what happens when I get anxious. But instead, you were the one talking a bunch that first time. Why did you need to distract yourself? Was it from me? Oh God, please stop. It was definitely not one of my prettiest days. Like, when they told me they were going to bring someone new along, I was not expecting to have had to dress up for someone like you. There were so many better things I could have worn that day. I honestly have no idea how you saw that at all, actually. I looked like I had just crawled out of bed because I half-assed everything about my outfit. There was so much work I had to get done the night before that I was just like way too exhausted that morning to try. And then you showed up to the group wearing something so you, and then had this whole charisma thing going on that made me feel like I wasn't even good enough to be standing next to you. Not like in a bad way, but you felt a lot more special, I guess. Yeah, I know. We ended up talking a lot more on another day when that one girl bailed. It was so goddamn awkward with just the three of us that I didn't even have much of a choice. But I guess I'm glad that it happened since it let me get closer to you. And then I found out you didn't have a girlfriend and... No, absolutely not. It was not history from there. Because there was, like, a whole lot of flirting in between. Like, a lot. Yeah, I know you didn't notice. Because I'd been trying over and over and over and over and over and over and over again to get your attention without being too clingy. And you just kept looking the other way. I had to go ask a couple of our friends if I was doing something wrong and, like, what else I could try. I was almost starting to think that you really did not like me that way because you weren't returning anything I threw at you. All you did was brush me off or make another random comment about, like, something else. I remember this one time I tried hinting at something and you literally answered by starting a conversation with someone else, bro. Yes, you did that like a month after we started talking, and it was probably the most painful one you did. Well, I know that now. And you didn't need to lay in my lap as an apology. You've already done that like 100 times now, so you'll have to do better than that later. Even though your eyes look so cute right now. But back then, I was pretty fed up from it all. And honestly, my self-esteem was struggling because you didn't seem at all interested in me. Even when we'd been talking more. You gave me so many mixed signals that I had to go get someone else to investigate for me and tell me that you literally just did not understand what I was doing. Yeah, that's what that conversation was for. What do you... Never mind. I don't know why I'd ask when I was just talking about how dense you are. And at that point, I was too frustrated with all the back and forth that I had to come out and say something. I was terrified. Are you kidding me? But it was either that or let it fester for the rest of my life, and I honestly couldn't handle the second option. I'm glad I did too. Because I get to see you like this now and have this picnic with you here. Even though I still have to deal with every level of denseness that comes with this beautiful head of yours. Yes, you are still dense. I don't want to hear any of that from you when just yesterday it took you a whole 15 minutes to understand that this was going to be a date. Yeah, and we can also go to the park on a blanket alone, too. That's the point. Because we haven't been able to go on too many dates with the group always getting in the way. But it's fine. Because I honestly wouldn't have you any other way. I'll just have to live with the fact that sometimes you won't get it right away. And it's a testament to how we started, too. Because you could not see how much I actually liked you. I'll try my best to be a little more direct with you. How's that? Good. So I'll try right now then. Because you need to go and eat your food before you start complaining later about how you didn't get to eat much. I know we can be out here for a while, but we can't stick around forever or we'll start getting cold when the sun goes down. I want to enjoy our time together as much as you do. But I also don't want to still be hungry by the time we leave. Or at least I want to be hungry enough to want dinner after we've already had lunch. How's that? Direct enough? Good. I also made the food specifically for this date, so it'd be nice if we ate it here. But as long as you don't spill it, you can stay here in my lap and eat. I'm sure it'll be really hard, but I also know how stubborn you can be. Yeah, maybe I do like it. Just make sure that no one ever makes you feel forced to change, all right? You're perfect the way you are.